Continue the Rambam, Hilchas Schiras, Perek Hei Halacha Beis, Chapter 5, Law 2. Yesterday we learned about an animal that was rented, and what happened? He was sick, he was crazy, some other issues that were happening over there, or the government took it away, where it wasn't, where the animal itself was totally incapacitated as responsibility of the owner per se, and somehow the renter has to suffer the burden of that under certain circumstances. Now we're going to move on to the same idea, but a little bit more of a challenge. Mesa habehema onishba. Let's say the animal you rented now died in the course of work, or it broke its leg, so now it's totally not functional at all, either at any remotely way. Not it's going to be sick and it's harder to get the work done. It's just you can't do any work at all. Now, it doesn't matter. Bein Shishara law says, it doesn't matter if you rented it to carry it, to carry things, which could be dropped to the ground afterwards, not precious ones. Bein Shishara lirkov, or you rented it to ride on it. Okay. We're going to have the following halachas. And it depends on how did you rent this animal? What were the conditions that were said when you rented the animal? We'll see there's a number of conditions. Imam Erlo, if the agreement was like this, Chamor Stam Ani Maskiloch, I'm going to rent you a donkey. Okay? And that will get your job done. It will carry the things you need. You'll be able to ride on it. Okay? He didn't say this particular donkey. I will provide for you a donkey for the job you have for the next 2 weeks. Whatever that is. Okay, now, if this animal dies, he still is on the hook to provide a donkey. So, chayev lahamid lo chamor acher mikol makom. He has to find another donkey from any place. Right? In other words, if the owner, the rental company, has another donkey, or he will have to rent a donkey himself from somebody else, right? He starts to rent another donkey and put it into place. And if he doesn't, says the Rambam, somewhere else, he loses all the rental value. Loses everything. Okay? The owner. The owner who rents it then, the rental facility, loses everything. Because the renter, when he rented it out to them, he accepted upon himself for the entire time of the schiris. And if he doesn't fulfill that, then the entire reason pay isn't worth it. The guy's got to travel. Yeah, it doesn't matter. The guy got to travel. He's got to deliver goods. He can't deliver the goods. So now, if he can't provide a replacement, the Rambam in another place says, he loses all the money. Okay? V'im lo hemi, and what if he doesn't supply? Doesn't supply. But now the socher, the rentor, is in a bind. He has to get somewhere. He can't get anywhere. So what does he do? So besides the fact that the rental company isn't going to be able to get any money out of this, but the renter still wants to get where he has to go. So yesh la socher limkor habehema. Now the animal's dead. It's a carcass. So now the rentor can sell the behema, and with the money that's left over, felikach ba behema cheres, he can buy another animal, obviously not as good quality as the animal he rented, because how can a dead animal be worth the same money as a new animal? Let's say he had a very, very expensive animal that died, so the carcass of the expensive animal could be worth enough to buy a cheaper animal. So the renter is entitled to go and sell the carcass and buy another animal because the owner hasn't provided with him one. Okay, the fact that the owner put the animal in his domain and he has acquired it, so it's with all the conditions of that rental. And therefore, even after the animal's dead, he still has to provide something for him. So therefore, he could sell it. Or he could take the money, and instead, what else could he do with the money after selling it? Exactly. Osocher behemav demel. He could rent another animal with the money. Imein bedamel likach. If there isn't enough money from the carcass to buy another animal, at least you can rent another animal. Okay. Ad sheyagia lamakom shepasuk bo. As long as, what? Until he gets to the place that he made up to be with him. In other words, till it gets into his destiny. Destination, rather. Right? And if there isn't there, So let's say there's not enough money to get him there. We do not obligate the renter to compensate the difference because he took responsibility for the donkey. But he didn't take responsibility to get him to that place. And he didn't make his other assets responsible. In other words, I rented you a donkey. And a donkey has to get you there. And he's not, I don't have the assets to have a donkey. Now you can't take any other of my assets and use that for that. So therefore, I don't have to pay you more. So in other words, let's say he got halfway, the animal died. He sells the animal to rent another one, but that's only enough money to cover another quarter of the distance of the journey. So now he's three quarters there. He can't go to the owner and say, okay, you got to pay me now money to rent another animal to get to the other quarter. No, you're stuck. You're stuck three quarters of the way there. The rentor obviously cannot collect any rent on the animal. And the guy who rented has to find a way to get that, to get what he needs in that last quarter of the distance there himself. Okay, that's all if he just rented a donkey in general. Okay, yeah.
So if he buys a lower grade donkey, when he gets to his destination,
he has to give it back to the owner.
Right.
For sure he has to give it back to the owner. Right? Now, what if Omar Lo, let's say the deal was like this. He said, Hamor Zeh, this donkey. This one. Now he's limiting his liabilities. It's only this donkey, not just any old donkey. Ani Soch Halach. And again, now it depends what he rented it for. Im schar lir kovalo, oli chleis chuchis. If he rented for him to ride it means he's got to get to the destination. Or if it's very precious materials, and precious materials you can't just leave on the road like that. Umeisa b'chatzi derech, and it dies halfway to the destination. So at this point, the owner is not obliged to find a replacement animal because he did not say, "I'm renting a cow to you." A donkey. So I'm renting this donkey. So he limited his liability to that donkey. So what do we do? But the donkey's dead. There's still value to the carcass, and that's part of the liability of this donkey. So go straight to the point. If there's enough money to sell the carcass and buy another animal, he buys another animal because the animal is on the hook.
Who does? The renter or the renter?
The guy who rented it can take the carcass, okay, sell it, and buy another animal of less quality, get the job done. There's no money to buy, so you could take all the money that sold for the carcass to rent another animal. Again, until he reaches the destiny that he had agreed to. And what if there's not enough money to buy another one or to rent in a good way? So then, what does he have to do? No sein lo schoro shel chatzi haderech. He has to give him, he has to pay him for taking him half the way, because he made it half the way. That's very interesting. No sein lo schoro shel chatzi haderech. Right? Yeah, pays him half. That seems to conflict with what the Rambam said somewhere else on that first halacha, though. If he said he didn't have to pay him anything, but here he's saying he has to have, so we'd have to resolve that.
Somehow it's different because it's a specific donkey. Is that
could be, but yeah, I guess for a specific donkey, he got what he got out of that specific donkey. He got half of that. Now, although the renter is quite unhappy with what's going on over here, the ain lo alav ela taromas, and what recourse does the renter have in this situation? All he has is complaints. Okay? In other words, because he can't get more than that because he only gave a limited liability on that. So he can only be upset with him. He said, "I'm upset with you and that's the way it is. I'm sorry. There's nothing more I could do for you." I'm sorry. But that's all where nothing else can happen. What if Schar Lamasa? What if he rented just for carrying things, but not such precious things? Hov Amar Lo Chamor Zeh. Since he says this donkey, and now it's got to carry a load all the way, and it could carry it all the way if it shouldn't drop it. Umeis Bechatzeh Derech, and now it dies in the midpoint, and he could leave it right where it is now because it's not a precious thing, so he could just put it right down. He doesn't have to even provide him another anything else. He gives him payment for half the weight, and he leaves the carcass, and the guy gets to keep the carcass. It's a whole complicated explanation why we make a difference there, and I don't want to go there right now. But obviously, when a guy rents precious metals or to travel, he's much more particular not to get stuck halfway. When he's just doing something to carry, okay, it's not happy to be stuck halfway, but stuck halfway isn't the end of the world, and therefore the owner does not have to supply him another animal, and he doesn't even sell the carcass. Can't even sell the carcass. Because it's much more limited liability, because a halfway is still worth something. It really is worth something, and it doesn't even say he can have complaints against the guy. But you got your half, the thing is stopped where it is, nothing's gonna happen to it, you got half of the service, pay for half of the service, and you're out of luck with the rest. And that's all. Okay, now we move from donkeys, we go to boats. Okay.
The rate is cheaper if it's a specific donkey than a general donkey, and so you take your chances.
Could be. Yeah, I'm sure the prices are going to depend on where the liabilities lie. All right, pardon the pun, the liabilities lie. Okay, anyway, now about if you rent a boat. Generally, when they rented a boat, you rented it either to take you across somewhere, or usually it was to carry a goods. When you rented the boat, it came with the captain of the ship, too. The owner would be the captain of the ship, because you don't have a stranger rent the boat. So you're renting the boat. You've got the boat and the owner of the boat. You make up the price. I'm going to go from here to there. You pay the money. And now let's see what happens to the boat. Now, there's going to be two variables. The Rambam's going to go through four scenarios with two variables that can fluctuate in the four scenarios. Okay? Because it has to be what did the guy ask for, and what did the guy say he's putting on the boat? He could, first variable, he says, I want to rent this boat versus I want to rent a boat. The other variable, he says, I want it to carry this wine or just to carry wine. Okay, those are the four variables. And we could have four different scenarios when you combine the four.
And we look at if the owner is part of, if he's there, that's not for renting. Remember we said that?
Yeah, no, that's if you're negligent. That's as a shomer. There's no shmira over here. It's not an issue. You're right. It could technically be, but there's no, and you're in shmira here. Now what's gonna happen is the ship sinks midway. So now the question is, does the guy have to pay for anything? You rented the boat to get you across the English Channel, right? In the middle of the English Channel, whoop, the boat sank. All your stuff sank. You have survived. And now the question is, do you got to pay for the whole trip? Half the trip.
You're on the boat. You're on the boat.
Or you weren't on the boat. Doesn't matter. Okay. But obviously people had to survive, but there's nothing to talk about. Right? But the question is, what are we going to do about payment, the rest of the way, all these things? So now this is the case, and now we have to go all four scenarios. A guy rents a boat, and it sinks halfway across. Now, if the conditions were like this, Svina zo ani maskalach, this boat I'm renting to you, and he said, and I want to carry wine. But he didn't say this wine, it could be any wine. So now, unless he paid him the wages in advance, he paid the rental fee in advance, Yachzer kol hasachar. The guy's got to give back the entire amount. Now, even for the halfway that he went, he has to give him back. And we don't say he gets to keep half the way. Because how is that different than the case with the donkey before? The donkey dies halfway. There's still stuff halfway. There's still the stuff here. At least you got halfway. But when the ship sinks, you've gone no way.
Right. You're worse off when you
see. Seven, anything. So now the question is going to be like this. So Yachzer kol hasachar. Sharei zama, because he says to me, so remember, he said he wanted this ship for any wine. So he says, Haveli hasfina asvizkarti. I want the boat that I rented from you. Okay, if you can give me the boat, I rent from you. Shahakpada gadol yesh basfina zu. He particularly wanted this boat. So the guy is saying like this, I'm prepared, like we're midway, eh? Well, I could take any wine. It's not just the wine that sank. I still have wine that I want to have go across. Because I could pull out any other wine now, right? And now, but I wanted this boat, and you can't supply me with this boat. So it's like you reneged. In other words, you can't fulfill your terms of the thing, while I still could want what I want. In other words, when I said to carry wine in general, it could be any wine, not just this wine.
You have additional wine.
Any wine I want. So guess what? I could go to the LCBO and bring a whole bunch of wine that I still want to have taken. But you can't supply me with the boat. No. And since you can't supply me with the boat, I ain't paying you anything. All right? That is situation number one. So since the rental company cannot fulfill the condition with this boat, because it sank, and the rentor still would like things to get done, because I still could have wine. So now the guy rented it is not fulfilled what he said he would. So therefore, he's got to give back all the money. And let's say the renter would say, "I'll give you another boat." He says, "I don't want that boat because I told you I wanted this boat, and there's no way you can fulfill the contract. So therefore, I get my money back." Situation one. And we'll stop here, and we'll continue the other situations. Well, you have to say it's an accident or something. Because if it's negligence, it'd be all different carrier. We're just saying it was a terrible storm, and the boat sank. But the question is, what? We only can discuss the issue of the price. Okay, Rabbi Hanani. Okay, we now move to the second case. We move to the second case in the Rambam now. First case was, I want this boat for any wine in general. So that really is the worst position for the owner of the boat and the best position for the renter. Next situation, Amarle says, Svina stam ani maskelach. The guy says, I'm going to rent you any boat. Uschara hasoichalach b'yayin zeh. And the renter, he wants said this specific shipment of wine. So now it's reversed. It's all now in the rental company's favor. So now the boat sank. So let's say the renter didn't pay him anything yet. And that question is, you want to take away from members. If you don't give, then you're the muchzuk, right? Still, ask him the whole boat wages. Why? Because let's see what each one's going to say now. Because the rental company says, Haveli hayayin atzmo. Go bring me that wine. You can't bring me that wine anymore.
But I can give you any boat.
But I could bring a boat from any time. Okay? So now, who's the one that's holding back the contract? I'm prepared to take you across, take everything. Because I have any boat that I could do it. That's part of the contract. You were willing to take any boat. I'll bring a boat right here. But where's your wine for me to schlep?
Can't even wine.
Right? Now, but wait a minute. Will the owner of the boat get the entire boat fare? Or is it recent?
Until it sunk.
Well, no, I'm prepared to take you all the way across.
But it was only Kent? No.
And so we say, but he doesn't get the full value. Why? He has to take off the extra effort on the second half. He can't get the full second half, because if he would have had the guy in the boat, it would have been a little bit more work. When you got
the
stuff,
captain.
The captain is a little bit more work when there's cargo on the boat, right? Can't compare a guy who has to take care of cargo on a boat, if he actually did it, versus Liosh Buddle of doing nothing. At the end of the day, he didn't do anything. So now, to say he only gets half, well, then that's not fair, because he's willing to take the guy. But you can't say pay the full amount, full second half, because he's not doing what he would have had to done for this full second half. So I don't know exactly how they calculate how much, but you have to figure that, the fact is a little bit less. If the guy would say, listen, how much would you be willing, let's say we go to the guy and says, how much are you willing to take off if you don't finish the trip? In other words, let's say it was a $200 rental. So halfway is 100. He says, listen, I'll give you a choice. If you had a choice to finish up the job and get 100, or to knock off right now and get paid less, how much would you be willing to take less? He says, oh, if I got 75, I would be happy not to do anything more. So then he gets $75 here. So that's the scenario where everything's on the advantage of the rental company. Now we're going to have two examples where it's the same way both ways, but it still can be different in two ways. Omar the wave says, Svina zo ani maskir. I'm going to rent this boat. Okay, so now the rental company can only supply the one boat. But for Socher, and he also said, but my, this wine. So now, what's going to happen when the boat sinks? He can't supply that boat, and the other guy can't supply that wine. They're both at a disadvantage. So we say like this. It depends where the money is right now. If the guy paid in advance, then he can't get it back. And if he didn't give it at all, he doesn't have to give it. Because why? Because really, nobody's got a forceful claim to move this money at all. Because this guy can't bring the boat. He can't bring the wine either. So under that situation, nobody can really fulfill the conditions of the agreement. So we decide like this. Leave the money where it is. And the one who wants to get it, he's the one who has to bring proof that it should be indifferent. So we leave it as it is. We don't take money since nobody fulfilled their agreement. Then we leave it exactly the way it is. So if you paid in advance, tough luck. If you didn't pay, you lucked out. Final scenario.
I mean, you know what the structure is going to be. You know it's this boat and this wine, so...
Okay, so I would imagine when these things are written,
yeah,
you know, there'll be different prices for that because of the risk factors. And person's going to say, well, you know, if you pay in advance, I'll give you a discount because you do run the risk that you may not get it back. But I'm happy to have that, and that's why I have my money guaranteed. Because what if I pay later? Well, you pay later, it's going to cost you a lot more because I could stand to lose if the boat sinks and I'm not getting anything. So you can see how this would all become all kinds of calculations over here. Huh. Now, final scenario, what if Sochar Svinastam, the guy just said, I'll rent you out a boat in general and didn't say which specific boat. So now the owner of the rental company, he can still fulfill his obligation if it sinks. Liyayin Stam for just any old wine, so the guy could still give the wine. So each one can still fulfill the requirements. So what do we do? Instead of making people create, sake of making, but practically speaking, the guy doesn't want to find another boat. The guy doesn't want to bring other wine. Practically speaking. So what do you do? Harei L'chogos said, just split the difference. Yes, split the price. Okay.
But they could fulfill.
And it doesn't matter who paid first. So in other words, if let's say the renter paid in advance the whole thing, right? Then the masker gives him back half of what's left. In other words, if it's 200 for the full trip, and he got 100 is worth, so that last 100 gets split in 50, because they both can fulfill it, but they really would rather not fulfill it, and they'd probably much be happier to just split the difference and leave it the way it is.
I mean, there's a real value in going half the way. We said the wine's gone, so why?
But he has to pay him for half the way. He did take it half the way. That there seems to be no argument over here.
I thought we said before that.
Well, that was
from the donkey.
Well, that's because you want to leave it there, but now there's nothing to leave. Right? So therefore, and I did give you that service. Okay, next halacha, Dalit. Now, how about an interesting case? Okay, we made an agreement, we're going to go from point A to point B. I'm going to carry yourself away, and I've made an agreement, and you're going to pay me this. Now, from point A to B, there could be ports along the way where they dock for a little while and whatever. So let's say halfway between A and B, they docked, and the guy with the cargo says, you know what? Why did I stop there? I think I can get a good deal right here. You know what? I'm taking the cargo off halfway. And now, obviously, the guy's going to say, so I should only pay you half.
We had a deal.
Okay.
Paying the whole thing.
Or the guy's saying, wait a minute. I arranged everything for the whole way.
Sorry.
Right? So that's the scenario here. Hasochar es hasfina, the guy rented out the boat upraka, and now he unloaded everything from there, so he really has backed out of the deal. Effectively, he's backed out of the deal. So now, what happens? So if b'chatzir derech, at the midpoint. So what happens? Noisin leischar kol haderech. He has to pay for the whole way, as the condition was, because the renter's not allowed to go back in the middle. Okay? Because certainly the guy could have made all kinds of other arrangements, right? He got other things, and there could be people waiting at the other dock and all these other things. So you got to pay the whole thing. Now, but what if the imotza hasoicher mi shiyaskir osolo ad hamokom sheposach? What if he can find? He's a real shrewd businessman.
He finds
a way to get rid of the cargo. He finds something. I say, oh, you know what? Do you need to take cargo halfway? So you know, I'm going to sub. You could take my spot on the boat.
Different cargo.
And a new guy with new cargo, same space, we'll say, right? So now this way, he paid the half. He's got everything he's done. He doesn't have to schlep anymore. He can go back home already, right? And he's getting out of the problem of having to pay for the whole way because he's supplying another renter for the rental company.
Sublet.
Okay. Socher, he can do it. No reason why he can't do it because it's his right, as it were. Okay. So we'll see. It's not in all cases. We'll see. But the Yeshua Balsfina Lotronos, but the boat owner could have complaints. Because another, what's the complaint? Well, you know, I rent with you. You're a nice guy. You look like an easygoing guy. Oh, you got Moshe Honigfetcher now instead of you. Oh, what am I going to do? This guy complains. Is that part of a deal? You know, you rent out to people. You want people who you can deal with. You know, some people, let's say, rent out vacation homes. They want to have a whole background on you. They're not just going to sit and rent it out to anybody. Same thing as you have with a boat. You know, I want to. So you have good credit. I checked your credit rating. I did this. I did that. I've asked other people who dealt with you. This guy, yeah, whatever. This guy's going to have toxic waste. Who knows? So, but you know what? All you could have is complaints. That's all. You want to be unhappy. He has to accept it. All he can do is complain. But he's entitled to complain. But doesn't mean
or just not take it and pay.
No, he has. Well, yeah, he could just say, I release you from it.
Yeah.
But he wants the money, obviously. So
if the boat owner halfway says, I just found the guy who wants to pay me
more. You can't kick him out.
So it's the same thing.
The guy is there. He's got nowhere to go. It's a little bit, but listen, we wouldn't do anything to the boat owner. If he gives up in the middle, he has to pay the boat guy the rest. So he didn't lose anything, right? And if he supplies him with another person, he still didn't lose anything. He's just upset. Because I don't know how I'm going to deal with this guy. Or let's say like this. While he's on the boat, he finds a buyer right on the boat. He doesn't go all the way to his destination. On the boat, he sells another guy, and now this guy's going to take it the rest of the way. And he says, you know what, I don't want to bother all the way there. You know, I'll sell it a little. I was planning on selling it for $5,000, but you know, I'll sell it to you now for $4,500. I'll putter a mice, I'll just get off at this spot, and now you'll just take it back, and now you'll sell it to somebody for $5,000, and you'll make a little money on the deal, and I'm out of this already, and I got other pressing matters. So he sold all the cargo on the boat to someone else who's halfway across, and now he gets off. The Allah halokech, now the buyer comes on, and he's going to be there for the rest of the second half of the trip. So no tel schar chatzia derech min harishon. So what does the owner of the boat do? He takes boat fare for the first half from the first renter, uscharat chatzi misachon, and the other half he takes from the second guy. V'yesh lebala svina lav taromas. And again, the owner of the boat, it can't block it. But he could have complaints. He can have complaints. Shagarm Lizbol das ach ishacher shalugav, because he has to tolerate another fellow that he is not necessarily so happy having on the boat. But he only can have complaints and anything similar like that.
So if the guy sells to somebody in the port, he's I was going to take it. The whole way, and he sold it to somebody halfway, and he unloads it.
So already said. So he has to pay for the whole trip. We already said in the first halacha.
Now here he just sold his cargo and he's going back home.
It's the same cargo. There's nothing happened. That's what you wanted to take it all. We made
it's
a deal for
the whole. So that's the cargo.
So he has to accept the deal, but he could be upset. He said, "I wasn't inclined for this because this is a terrible guy to deal with." Okay, let's do one more. Hey, Mikana Niomer. From this, I say the following extrapolation. This was all from Gemara. So I'm going to extrapolate. Now we're going to rent houses. Now I'm going to get into subleases now. A guy rents out a house to somebody for a certain amount of time. And now the renter wants to sublease it to somebody else for the remainder of the time. Let's say the second half of the year. So can he do it or not? He could sell to somebody else, and the owner has no right to block it, just like by a boat. And more than this, in the case before, the Rambam says the boat owner could at least have complaints. I mean, you know, it'd be a registered complaint. Here the Rambam is saying about complaints. Why? Because you could have complaints on a boat because you got to live with the guy on the boat. To be with a rotten stinker every day. Oh, hello, Mr. Stinker. Oh, I got to say, hi, Mr. Stinker. You know, here you're renting the boat. I don't have to, a house. I don't have to see the people the whole time. So he doesn't even have complaints. So from here you see, well, we'll see. Hold on. So if they break the house, then they have to pay. That's all. That's but all.
You never would have entered that kind of person.
Oh, too bad. But you don't have to see these people. Out of sight, out of mind, it's not so bad. However, so you may sublease, but there's conditions to this sublease. Because there's got to be similar subleaser to the guy who originally leased, such as Imiesh, B'nai, Bais, Kamina, B'nai. So the new family has to have the same member of family members. Because I rented to a family of four. And for family of four, I'll charge so much because it's how much wear and tear is going to be in the house. Now you bring a family of 14?
Whoa.
That you can't do because that is definitely changing the terms of the deal.
Avalim
Hoya Arba, let's say there were four people, for example, then Lo Yaska Chamishi can't rent it to five people. Right? Now, even though there is a rule that says that the socher cannot you can't sublease. There is original sense. So why are we saying you can all of a sudden sublease? Because the reason why it's different types of subleases. So Amr Chachamim Mein Asuch Arshel Ahasker, when the Gemara, the rabbi said you can't rent out something you rent, it's only Elba Metaltel, and it's only by movable objects do we say that rule. Why? Shrei Omerlo, the owner could say, any I don't want, really, it's a deposit. I don't want my deposit by somebody else because he won't take the same care about it. Of Bakarka, but land or things that are attached to land where they can't get lost. You know, if I rented you a cow, I don't want you to rent somebody else. You could lose it. You can't say you lost my house. Right?
It burned down, that's lost.
Well, but those things at least, those are not likely things and not common things. And I guess then he'd have to pay for it. Well, so therefore by land, obisvina, or a boat, sharei bala, even the owner is there. So he sees what's happening over there. So he's able to protect his boat. Ain omer kain. We don't say this rule that you can't rent it, but he can. Vechein ani omer. And I also say the following. Im omer lo balabais asokh. If the owner says to the renter, lama titrach v'taskir beis achreim. Why are you bothering to rent my house to others? He could say like this. The owner could turn around and say, don't rent it to somebody else. Imlo tir salam, if you don't want to be here, say, go. Hanicho. And you don't have to pay the rest of the rent. Let's say he's got another family, says, you know, it's the same amount of people, and technically he could do it. Says, you know, I'm not comfortable with this guy. You know, I'll tell you what. You want to be out of the lease? I'll let you break the lease. And just leave. And I won't make you pay for the rest. Certainly the owner is allowed to do that. But you can't force the owner to take people he doesn't want. But then again, the owner can't ask for a year's worth of rental if the guy wants to leave. So as long as you're able to replace what you were going to have with something comparable, he can replace it. Right? And if the owner doesn't want that replacement, he can say, you can leave and I keep you off the hook. And then he's not allowed to sublease it to somebody else. Shazeh, because that's a question of, it's a quote from Mishlei, Baltimna Tovim Vav, don't withhold good from an owner. In other words, if you're able to help a guy out, so help him out. He just say leave, so just leave. Acha Tomaskir, instead of renting it to somebody else, Lachir, Taniyachos Abishas, leave the house empty. Now, the Ram does quote a dissenting view that he doesn't agree with. Yesh Mishahir, is somebody all Sha'ani Yachal Askir Lachir Klal, he can't rent it to anybody at all, any kind of sublease, even in the middle to somebody else that's comparable to this and that. There's another opinion that says you can't do it at all, period. No subleasing. V'yitein Scharzan, he has to pay the full year and that's it. Because he holds, that a house is like movable objects. I guess for the reasons that Paul suggests. So here's another opinion, but the Rambam says, "V'lo yerali shedin zemes." But it does not appear that this is a trustworthy din, because what's that going on? Nun beis, he doesn't like that, and he has that the concern for possible damage isn't really that likely, because after all, if the second guy damages, I'll have to pay the damages. So I'm pay the damages. So the Rambam therefore says, it's not the same thing like renting something. Renting something could lose it, and you know, it was your favorite cow. You never get that favorite cow back.
You have to pay damages too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but it could be he wants that cow. You know, it could lose the guy. He can't always replace a house. So you rebuild a house. You broke a window. You fixed the window. That's not such a terrible thing.